The Afrikaner Leadership Network and the African National Congress have held talks. We speak to Dr. Teens Eerloff of the Afrikaner Leadership Network. Welcome, Doctor.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
Which organizations form part of your network now and were represented at the talks last night?
The Afrikaner Leadership Network came into being after the Afrikaner Declaration or Statement was issued last year, just before Freedom Day. So it's a number of organizations inside the Solidarity Movement and also outside. Now, the Solidarity Movement, as you may know, consists of about 18 organizations, media, education, etc. Outside, we have members of the Leadership Network, the Afrikaner Bond, NIASA, Gerard Kamfer. We have SAI of Theo de Jager, the Pretoria Chamber of Business, or the SAKA Kamer in Afrikaans, and one or two other individuals. So we call it a leadership network because not all of those people necessarily represent organizations. Most of them do. Last night, those who attended were, as the media report said, Flip Boys, Kali Krul, and Dirk Herman from the Solidarity Movement, Afriforum and others, Theo de Jager from SAI, Jan Bosman of the Afrikaner Bond, and myself as chair of the network.
So who facilitated last night's meeting?
Well, you know, it is a delicious irony. I got to know in the CADESA, the multi-party negotiations process. At that time, I was young, a young guy called Jackie Soroke. And Jackie phoned me about 3 months after last year's Afrikaner Declaration. And he said, "Hi, Buti Teens." I said, "Hi, Buti Jackie, how are you?" And so on. And he said, "Look, this thing of you Afrikaners wanting to help the government, does it still stand?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I've just been appointed as a special advisor to the Minister of Land Reform, Mzwaneli Nyonsu, and he'd like to see you guys. He needs help." And so off we go, Kali and Theo and I. And we had a very good meeting with the minister. We asked him, we said, you know, you PAC guys always said one settler, one bullet. Why don't you want us out of the country now? He said, "Well, no, we see you as white African nationalists." We said, "Well, we can live with that." And from that flowed a number of meetings around projects of rural areas with Afrikforum, but also then a afternoon, evening discussion with the PAC leadership, with the Afrikaner Leadership Network, which we held in one of Academia's offices, Nogal, in Pretoria. And that was very cordial. Obviously, we disagreed on a lot of things, but the one thing at the time we did well, and I acknowledge that, is that we convinced them of the need for mother tongue education, which they were not aware of. That didn't help with Bella, so that's another story. And then about 3 weeks ago, Jackie WhatsApped me and said they had a meeting around the budget with the ANC, and they asked the ANC, "Why are you shouting at each other, you and the Afrikaners?" And the ANC said, "Yes, they've got their problems," and so on. And then Jackie reflected and said, "But we as the PAC had a very good meeting, constructive meeting with the Afrikaners," and apparently the ANC was dumbfounded. And so the ANC said, "Can you guys then facilitate a meeting with the Afrikaners?" And that's how it came about. So I can't, you know, say who else, those parties must say themselves, but there was a fairly senior delegation of the PAC there facilitating Jackie and the minister. And then a very senior delegation, NEC members, not so much ministers, but NEC members from the ANC.
Now, I understand the parties have agreed not to comment on the contents of discussions until there is concrete progress. But what can you say at this stage?
Well, you know, the statement says that it was a robust discussion. Now, as a media person, you would know that's a euphemism for a difficult discussion. But I think it sort of cleared the air, you know, between the two main groups, the A's, the Afrikaners, and the ANC. I said to someone, I think the last time I got so worked up was when I was still vice chancellor of Potch University, and we had to negotiate with the University of the Northwest, because early in my life, I was sort of always a mediator and I was a facilitator, but now, you know, I'm a protagonist. So it was robust, it was difficult, and it is clear that there are misunderstandings, misperceptions on both sides. And we basically said, despite that, we may not like each other, but we owe the country this to go forward and look for solutions. So I think it may have happened anyway, but I think the PAC's emergence into the picture helped that. And I think I can say that if it hadn't been for the PAC presence, because they didn't take sides, you know, they really facilitated, it might have taken longer to get the meeting, but also longer to finish the meeting.
You couldn't, as an Afrikaner in your wildest dreams a long time ago, imagined the Pan-Africanist Congress facilitating a meeting between the African National Congress and Afrikaners, could you have?
I couldn't. I mean, I tell people about it, they just laughed. I mean, it's just in South Africa. That's the wonderful country we have of ironies. Absolutely.
And now, after last night's meeting, how optimistic are you going forward that these tensions between Afrikaners and the African National Congress can be diffused, Dr. Iloff?
Well, we wouldn't have gone into the meeting if we didn't have any hope. You know, if we said, look, it's useless to try. So we remain optimistic. It's going to be hard because without naming the issues, I mean, your listeners and viewers would know. These are the issues that we talk about every day. Obviously, there's around the U.S. visit, there's a lot of things. But I feel that you know, there is a possibility. What makes it interesting this time is that the Trump sword is hanging over the country and also over the ANC. And that brings, I think, a bit of urgency into the... It's not like, you know, we'll see each other every 6 months or there's a, you know, this must be a structured process. And we do it for the country. Obviously, we, as the Afrikaner Leadership Network, also do it for the Afrikaner community and other minorities. But we also do it for the country, because if we don't get this thing with the Americans right, as a country, we're in trouble.
Have you set a date for your next meeting?
We set 2 weeks. So we will see what happens. We'll have to probably meet before 2 weeks. We have to report back in 2 weeks. I think today and tomorrow the three parties will nominate 4 people each to serve on a smaller task team to iron out some of the issues in the process.
Thank you. That was Dr. Teens Iloff of the Afrikaner Leadership Network speaking to BizNews after top Afrikaner leaders met with NEC members of the African National Congress facilitated by the Pan-Africanist Congress. Thank you, Doctor. And I'm Christine for BizNews.